Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. We continued this past Sunday in our series called Built to Last, where we're looking at our five core values. And what we're saying is, in the same way that blueprints help shape buildings, it's our core values that frame our faith. And our five core values are used in the acronym GRASP as this. The G is gospel identity. The R is reaching priority. The A is authentic community. The S is spiritual intimacy. And the P is personal ministry. And we talked about spiritual intimacy, and we used the character of Hannah. Hannah comes from the story in 1 Samuel. You'll note about her that she was married to a guy named Elkanah, and he had two wives. She was the wife who didn't have any children, and he had another wife who had children. And so he really loved Hannah, though. And so he would give her a double portion of food, and the other wife, in her jealousy, would kind of taunt Hannah that she didn't have children. Hannah really wanted children. And in that culture, that's a big deal because, that's kind of like your 401k, if you will, that your children take care of you in your old age. And maybe she just really wanted to have kids. So she kept praying, and every year she would go to God at the temple when they would, make sacrifices, and she would pray and pray and pray. And one day she's there at Shiloh at the temple, and it says this, that, the prophet Eli saw her and thought, is she drunk? Because she was just crying her eyes out and talking to God, but she wasn't making noise out of her mouth. She was just moving her lips, talking to God, and she was praying. And he goes, hey, are you drunk? And she's like, no, I'm not drunk. In 1 Samuel, it says, Hannah answered, my Lord, I am a woman troubled in spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor drink, but I've been pouring out my soul before the Lord. I bring it up, and here's what ends up happening. Eli hears her and says, look, God has heard you, and you're going to give birth to a child. And she ends up worshiping God. And before she ever had the prayer answered, she started worshiping God. And she eventually has a son named Samuel, who becomes the prophet Samuel, who is the one who anointed Saul and David as the first kings of Israel. He became the leader spiritually of the entire nation. I bring it all up because, we really looked at Hannah. Here she is. She's a wife. She wants to be a mother. And, she's just kind of a random lady in all of Scripture. And it says that she poured her heart out to the Lord. This weeping before the Lord and talking to him, that is just a sign of faith. That when you, prayer is very much an act of faith. You're basically saying, God, I'm going to pray to you because I know that you hear. I'm going to pray to you because I know that you're listening. I know that you care. And just in simple form, it's just the essence of trust is talking to God. Hannah's a great example of that because she poured her heart out. She didn't just go to him with a list, hey, God, do this, do this, do this. Or she didn't go to God in prayer like, all right, God, if I pray, then, I'll be a good follower. It was about a personal relationship. This was about intimacy. She was sharing her heart with God. She did something in the prayer, though. She said, God, if you give me a son, I will give him back to you. I will basically dedicate him to you as a in vows that, he will be yours, basically. Now, that kind of a vow is one in which, her son was going to be raised by the prophets and by the leaders of that house. And so she was going to give up parenting. She's going to wean the child, so just early. But after that, this child is going to be raised by someone else. So she's actually saying to God, God, if you'll just give me the very thing I want, I'll give him back to you. Isn't that interesting? It has to remind you a little bit about Abraham, that Abraham finally got the son that he wanted, and God asked, hey, are you willing to sacrifice him to me? It's interesting because it really just shows the heart of this woman, that she is interested in God, but she also has requests and needs, and she's willing to go to him and pour her heart out. She's willing to worship him even if she doesn't get the circumstances she wants. She's willing to pray to him even in the midst of her struggle and turmoil, and while others are kind of taunting her. I think it's a picture to us that we can go to God and we can pour our hearts out to him. Prayer isn't something to be done as a checklist. Prayer isn't some way to make ourselves better with God. Prayer is an opportunity to go to him because we are his. God, I pray that you help us to have just an intimate, personal intimacy with you, just this spiritual intimacy, that we would know you, we would come close to you, that we would draw close in our hearts to you in prayer and by knowing your word and being obedient to you. God, I pray that you would meet us there in those places and help us to grow in our faith and grow in our prayer lives. We ask that in your son's name. Amen. Wherever you're at, take a second to pray before you move on to your next thing and talk to him about what it would look like to have an even deeper prayer life this year. Till next time, God bless.